2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. The widow, her boys, and the oil. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha. She was in desperate need. Her husband had died. He was a godly man. You know that he revered the Lord, she said, verse 1. She had two sons, two boys, and the creditor was coming. The husband had left debts. He left them in poverty. And she had two boys, young boys, I would say, and the creditor was coming to take them as slaves. And she cried out to the prophet. Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me what you got in your house." And all she had left was a little oil. And so he tells her to collect as many jars as she can. How much faith has she got? As many jars as she can. And when she's got all the jars, close the door behind her and her sons and start pouring the oil. And the oil came and came and came until all the jars were filled, and then the oil stopped flowing. And then Elisha said, "Sell the oil and live on what's left. Pay your debts. Clear your debts and start again." This is clearly a miracle. It's wonderful. It's a sign. The oil stops flowing just at the right moment. It goes on until it's needed. What can we learn from this? Well, several things, I think. The first thing, it really does drive a nail into the coffin of the prosperity gospelers. What do you mean? Well, there are those who teach that if you're a godly person, you never come into trouble, and if ever trouble approaches, you only have to claim the promise, meeting the condition, and God will answer. And they quote the old covenant promises. But you can see that even in the days of the old covenant, it's not so simple as that, and it's certainly wrong today. I don't think it ever was right. What do I mean? Well, here is a good man. There is no thought that he's an ungodly man. He revered the Lord. He was a prophet. But he dies. Well, but that's something for the prosperity gospelers to think about. This man died. But I would say he died young. He had young boys left. He died before his time, you might say. Why? He left dependents, a wife, a widow now, and two young boys. He left them utterly dependent on what? Well, they were in poverty. More than that, they were in debt. They were in cruel debt, for the creditor was coming. Perhaps it's 1 Kings 18, verse 4. Perhaps the prophets have met the persecution. Perhaps it's breaking out again. What's the way out for this woman? Well, according to the prosperity gospeler, she should never have been in this position. But now all she has to do is claim the promise. But it's not like that. You see, the prosperity gospel is a cruel scam. It's cruel because it adds the sense of guilt to the sense of loss. Here's this woman bereaved, and it's your fault. It's your husband's fault. You're in debt. It's your husband's fault. You've got two young boys you can't pay. It's your fault. Sin. It's his fault. See, so she's got the trouble, and she's got the striking down of her conscience. But it's all bolstered by subterfuge, isn't it? I could spend time, but it's only a very short discourse. The lies that are told by prosperity gospelers when their prayers are not answered. I know of cases, and so do you too. It doesn't work, but they lie their way out of it or try to. I tell you this, the man in the street is not so daft as these prosperity gospelers think. They're not hoodwinked. They know when men are whistling in the dark and pretending. So let's make some points here. The first thing is, godly people can suffer. You see, in Obadiah's day, 1 Kings 18:4, the prophets were persecuted. You see, brother and sister, man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, and that includes the godly. We don't know what today is going to bring forth. We don't know what tomorrow's got in store for us. Persecution can come, trouble, difficulty. In fact, if any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. And afflictions come, illnesses come, setbacks come, disappointments. The prosperity gospel is just false. This shows it. Secondly, she cried to God through the prophet. Now, I would distinguish here. This is an extraordinary time. I wouldn't use this as a lesson for us. Don't go to your pastor and talk to him. Of course, you can do that if you believe in the pastor. You can talk to your elders. You can talk to other believers. But go straight to God through Christ by the Spirit. Spread your case before the Lord. Remember William Cowper said, "What time and breath we waste telling others about our need. Let's go straight to God," he said, "and tell him of our troubles." He wrote a hymn on the subject. Our breath is wasted. Our time is wasted in talking to us. We tell each other, we fill each other's, every other creature's ear with our troubles. Go to God directly. Speak to him. Go to God in Christ. But she went through the prophet. God is going to use him to work a sign. So there's extraordinary reasons here. Note the cure. It was step by step. Note that. He didn't say, "Now here's some money and go away." He gave her the means to work out her own salvation, for it was God who was working. You see, it's the principle of helping others. You can give a poor man, a hungry man, a fish, and that will feed him for a day. But you can give him a fishing rod, and he can keep himself and his family for the rest of his life by fishing. Elisha takes the step by step. God does through Elisha. Step by step process. It's not always instantaneous, brother, sister. God works through means. The fourth thing I see here is faith. How many jars can you get? Will you do it? It sounds daft. Pour some oil. Go on. Faith and works. It's the old synchronism again. Remember? It's not God working it out only. Philippians 2 verses 12 to 13. I've already quoted it. Work out your own salvation, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. She shows her faith by her works. It's not just works, but it's not just faith, but it is faith, trust, and obey. And fifthly, all came right in the end, but not the way the prosperity gospel is. You see, it did all come right. But my friend, it always does come right for the believer. All things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. But I remember the sermon preached by a dear man now in glory on that text. And the next day a lady rang him up. "Harry," she said, "Harry, I proved it today," she said. "All things have worked together for good today. It's all gone so well." The truth is, though, she would have really understood the text if she'd rung up to Harry and said, "Everything's gone wrong today, Harry, seemingly, but still all things do work together for good to them that love God." This death, this bereavement, this trouble, this fear, this doubt, this worry, it all worked to God's glory. Whichever way you're traveling today, brother, sister, God is working his purpose out. Go on trusting, go on obeying, all will come right. But it's a miracle, isn't it? It's a sign. It's a sign of Christ and the gospel. Do you know, unbeliever, there is only one answer, and it is Christ. Troubles come. Troubles, sin has come, and sin brings consequences, the wrath of God. What do I learn by this sign? God has the answer, and only God. And I can see the spiritual lesson here as I read the New Testament, the New Covenant. I see Christ on the cross. It is finished. It is accomplished. I hear the text, I read the text. The blood of Christ washes, the righteousness of Christ clothes. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. All will come well for the believer, because all is well in Christ. Our sins are blotted out, not in part, but the whole. And we have peace with God, now and forever. But let us learn from these things. Brother and sister, are you passing through difficulties? Don't judge the Lord by feeble sense. Don't misjudge him. The prosperity gospel is a lie. Godly people have trouble. they come into difficulties, cry out to God, look to God to help you. He will not necessarily work a miracle or a sign for you. No, I don't look for that. That's finished. But I do look for his provision and his grace in all things. And whatever he says to you, do it. Faith and works. And all will come right, for all things are working together for good. May God bless these brief thoughts on the widow, the boys, and the oil.